Hello everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 421. Now the next story has been chosen by AJ and Henry. Hello AJ, hello Henry, and the story they have chosen is a very funny story indeed. It is called No One Likes to Fart. Ugh. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. No One Likes a Fart by Zoe Foster Blake. Fart slipped out silently, invisibly, when no one was paying attention. Fart was so excited to see the big, big world and make some very best friends. Where would he even begin? Fart looked around for his new home.
Oh, do you have to, Jeff?
Dad, that smells so gross. If you were stuck in there, you'd want to get out too. Oh dear, Fart thought. A gross smell doesn't seem very good. I should probably go. Fart floated off through the house. He peeked through a door and saw a boy and a roly-poly brown dog having fun. Ooh, these will be my first very best friends. He glided over to the boy, smiling widely. The boy sniffed. He sniffed again. Oh, he scrunched up his face. He looked at the dog. Chops, you stinker. Oh, take your butt trumpet out of here. What a very bad dog, thought Fart. Ugh, disgusting. The boy turned a fan on. Fart was whooshed and swooshed right out of the window. Probably not a bad thing, thought Fart. Once he stopped spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. They seemed to be dealing with some kind of awful smell in that house. What could it be? Fart sailed through the warm afternoon air, enjoying the sweet fragrance nearby. Oh, what a beautiful world it was. How lucky he felt to have arrived. Life was really, really wonderful. Fart gleefully whistled his way down the street. He saw a mother pushing a stroller. A baby, thought Fart. Could this be my first ever best friend? Oh, Amanda, Daddy can deal with this one. You stink. Suddenly, the mother jogged off, sending Fart out of the stroller in a swirl. Oh, never mind, thought Fart. The world is full of friends. Fart sailed on until he reached a big, busy road. It smelled like a car exhaust and fishy cooking oil and smog. It was really, really strange. Oh, what paradise, he thought, at a noisy blue bus. Ooh, yes, the noisy blue bus just pulled up. Bus, 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 thought Fart happily. What could be more fun than riding on a bus, seeing the world and making some very best friends? But before he could get on, the bus zoomed right off. Fart waited at the bus stop with a wrinkled, crinkled old man and two girls chewing gum. They didn't seem as happy as they should be, considering there was a bus ride ahead. Oh, someone's been cooking air biscuits. That's disgusting. Oh, I bet it was Fart Simpson over there. I bet it was the old man. Disgusting. An air biscuit sounds absolutely delicious, thought Fart. But the old man didn't seem to think so. When the next bus arrived, Fart rushed on as soon as the doors opened. Three boys were laughing loudly and having a really good time. A best friend time.
Oh, bro, did you let one rip? That's gross. You don't fart on a bus.
Fart happily moved in closer. Oh, boy, this is going to be great, Fart thought. I can be a bro, too.
Hey, no way, bro. That's your bad breath burning air nostrils.
What did you eat for breakfast, bro? 20 farts? Ooh, that's disgusting.
The boys laughed and laughed and laughed. Fart Heart broke into a big, medium, and then small pieces. It was him. He was the horrible, terrible smell. It was embarrassing. It was disgusting. He would never, ever find a best friend. Fart wafted off the bus at the very next stop. He floated towards a little cafe. These people look happy, Fart thought, as he pushed his face against the glass. Surely, 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 just one of them would be his friend. Fart slipped under the door.
Oh, what's that smell? Honestly, Gavin, oh, what is that? Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Fart's sweet, hopeful little heart sank once again. They thought he was repulsive. They didn't want to be his friend either. No one did.
I give up, thought Fart. I'm kind and friendly, and I'd make a wonderful, very best friend. But no one will give me a chance.
Fart slipped out of a window into a dark, grimy alley. It smelled like a cat.
Ooh, this is disgusting, boys and girls. It smelled like cat wee.
Ugh, and rolling fish guts and old shrimp. But not even his favourite smells could cheer him up.
Oh, he really liked cat wee, the smell of cat wee.
This would be his home. He couldn't discuss this with anyone at his house. He couldn't discuss this with anyone on the bus. He couldn't discuss this with anyone like the old man. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything from this point on. There was no one back here. Or maybe there was. Suddenly, a man and woman carrying garbage bags came outside. An enormous roar escaped the woman's mouth. Fart was fascinated. What was that? What could it be? He really wanted to know.
Well, that's the grossest thing I've smelled all week. Or better out than in, said a woman.
Fart noticed a small purple cloud hiding into the shadows, sobbing quietly. He floated slowly over to Burp. She smelled like onions and old cheese and dirty socks. She was beautiful. But Burp pulled away.
Am I really that horrible?
Fart thought about all the times people had been disgusted by him. But then he smiled.
Not at all. You're lovely. They just don't get it.
Burp blushed.
Lovely me. Oh, thank you. You are too.
They both grinned.
They were so much happier.
Fart had found a very best friend, and she smelled gross and horrible and yucky and very disgusting. Fart could not have been happier.
The end. Boys and girls. Now that was a very disgusting story.
However, it ended in a very happy way because Fart found Burp and they lived happily ever after. So it's a disgusting yet a happy story. That's quite unusual on Mr. Charlton's audio stories. I will see you all very soon. 3, 2, 1. Bye, bye, bye.